BJ and Jamie.
Howdy ho! Howdy ho! No, I'm not calling anybody a hoe. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Good morning from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. And you'll get the podcast there later on today. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm fighting the urge not to give little Debbie silly poopy before Christmas.
It's tough, isn't it?
Because it got delivered yesterday, yeah. And it started to talk before I even got it out of the package.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, she's going to have so much fun with this.
I know. I'm the same way. That if I buy somebody something for Christmas at the house, being my wife or Frog or whomever, I want to give it to them early.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man. I just don't like to hide it. I don't like to keep it away. I want them to get that gratitude now.
And you know they're just going to have a great time. Especially if it's a gift that they love.
Well, you better hang on to your silly poopy there, pal. That's my advice to you.
I'll try.
Yeah, I mean, because Christmas isn't that long away. You want those gifts, right?
But it's also a little far away.
Yeah, but she's only two.
I know.
It's only two. I mean, I think you can pull this one off. Good morning, Spadell. Sorry, Spadell. I got to turn you up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
How are you doing? You got
doing
a silly poopy problem?
No, I don't have a silly poopy problem.
Just thought I'd ask. Yeah. Did you guys see that video of that house that exploded? Now, it had nothing to do with silly poopy. The house that exploded in Ohio?
No,
holy moly. There's nothing left but the foundation.
Really?
Yeah, the only reason I think of that is because I have workers in my house. Somebody was putting in a heating system in this house. Kablooey!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the picture's insane.
Nuts.
It's literally a
That's
hole
from
in the
a
ground.
Heating system? Was it like a gas leak or something?
The guy, the guy had a heating problem. He should have called Steel Bros.
Yeah.
Heating and air, right? But he called some company that came out there, and they were working on his furnace, according to the story I read. Now, there might be updates on it.
So was there a gas leak?
I have no idea what he did. I don't know if he lit up a cigarette.
Yeah.
But he comes running. I don't know how he got out of there.
Seriously.
That's crazy.
He comes running out of the house. He's covered in insulation. It's flying all in the air. It's crazy.
That video's crazy.
The house literally explodes like a bomb.
Nuts.
Wow. Woo! Man, oh, man. Yeah, it's just amazing. Just amazing to see this video. How are you doing Jamie?
I have bears.
Bear? Oh,
you know
I saw your bear.
Oh, my gosh. What's funny is they know what day is trash day.
Yeah, they do.
I'm convinced.
Because that's when they come out.
Yeah, that's when they come out. They're like, ho, 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 hey, hey, hey.
What do you got?
Hey, I feel like it's trash day. And so I swear, and I know I say this every time, but I'm taking out the cans, and I'm like, I hear, and I was like, oh, dude, that's a bear for sure. So I'm like running with trash cans. Like that's gonna help, right?
Yeah.
Is that bear in the picture? Is he asleep?
No, he's walking.
He's walking?
Did you not see him? He's on.
I didn't see the video.
There's no video.
It's just a picture.
Yeah, he's just standing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I thought he was lying down or something.
What?
Yeah, so
you might want to go to Cutarelli again.
Well, I'm just bringing it up.
He's blatantly standing on fours. Like, I don't know why
I couldn't tell. It was.
Did you guys think that he was sleeping
no.
at all?
No.
No.
I didn't know.
You need to go back.
I apologize.
No,
I'm
saying you need to go
Keepers.
Back. I'm saying you need to go back to Cutarelli.
Okay, all right. I'll go back and get my eyes checked. I just saw it on my feed, and I was just flipping through real fast.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe, and I saw you said something about sleep in your post.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, must be a bear sleeping.
Yep.
There you go. We have a lot on the way today. We have Post Malone tickets to give away. That Jelly Roll show, Posty and Jelly Roll. They're going to be at the Mile High or in Power Field, I guess I should call it.
Yep.
We got tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning. And a lot more on the way. It is Thursday already. Man, the week is flying by.
Kind
of like it.
I feel like I have too much to do, though.
Yeah.
It's already getting that time of year where there's so much to do.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seems to be piling up fast.
No kidding. But we're going to a market today.
What kind of market?
A Christmas market? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I know, but don't you know how you like make the plans and then you're like, I've got so much to do.
Yeah. Then you schedule something else.
Yeah, exactly. That's like everybody's starting to get together and do all that stuff, but there's like four really great markets going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one downtown, there's the one in Cherry Creek. I can't remember the other two, but there are a bunch of them.
So you're just going to browse?
Yeah, and buy some Christmas crap.
Yeah.
What
you
is
don't know
above
what,
your head?
You just show up, right?
What is above your head? What is
I
that
no
pink
idea.
Thing?
It's one of those, like, the sticky things.
Maybe we had an explosion in here.
No, that's weird. It just caught my eye.
Looks like shrapnel.
I'm like, look, squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So you don't really have a list of that. That's the way you go to a market, though.
Well, yeah,
you don't really have a list of things.
We don't know what's going to be there.
It's just in general. Well, I'm going to buy something Christmas.
Yeah, because markets, you have no idea what vendors are going to be there anyway. So it's going to be fun.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started on a Thursday. Welcome to the program.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, here on this Thursday morning. Oh, quickly here, before we get going with the program this morning, I want to remind everybody that the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree, that promotion starts on Monday, which means you'll be able to nominate a family that has children that need toys.
Yeah, so it's a really, really great thing that we do.
We do a great thing.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's how it came out, didn't it? It's a really great thing, and these kids, I mean, that time that they open all the presents, like, we all get emotional. We all, like, cry and stuff. It's so amazing.
Oh, you shed a tear for sure.
Yeah,
it's cool. The phase one, which is the nominating of a family. So if you know somebody that maybe lost a job this year or just struggling and they've got children and things are tight and the kids aren't going to get a gift, that's who we're looking for. And you can nominate that family on our website, alice1059.com, and that's the BJ and Jamie page, and that'll start on Monday. Just want to throw that out there for you, okay?
Yep.
All good.
No kidding.
All good. So,
what? I was just thinking about you because I took some notes yesterday about some things that happened during the day.
Yeah.
And one of my notes, I just looked at it. One of my notes says, One Direction didn't talk to each other at the funeral, just like Janelle and Peggy.
Yeah, Janelle and Peggy.
You had to hear yesterday's show.
Yeah, it's a long story, though.
But I just now looked down at my notes. I was like, oh, my God. I wrote down, just like Janelle and Peggy. You had to be here yesterday
No, I paused there because I thought you were going to bring up the egg shortage.
Oh, no. I brought it up the other day, but you didn't really want to hear about it.
Well, I was talking about no turkey shortage the other day.
No, I know, and I just added it. And then you're like, nobody uses eggs for Thanksgiving.
Why are you on to me today?
No, you did say that.
I feel like you're on to me today.
No, you did say that.
What did I do?
You did say that.
You know, I said that we were talking about the turkey shortage.
Right, and then I brought up the eggs, and then you're like, well, nobody uses them for Thanksgiving.
I was in the store a couple of days ago, and I was telling Carson off the air that I bought 5 dozen of eggs. Now, I haven't noticed the shortage, but the shortage is out there. Other people are noticing, okay?
It's not because I haven't seen it. It's because of a cage-free rule or something.
I bought 5 dozen eggs because you buy them in those cartons, those crates. I mean, they're consolidated 5 dozen, and it's a saran wrapped and whatever. Man, I got to tell you, it is a challenge to get from the grocery store, from the time you put those in the cart, and home without breaking one. Those things are so flimsy, but I got to have them in that, you know, in that packet, but they're tough to get home.
And there's so many eggs, too.
Spadil, you read to us, what was the situation with the cage-free thing?
In January, in Colorado, all those companies have to have cage-free eggs, so they're starting the transition now, so they can't have, like, they're just building up stock, basically.
So they have to, like, open up all their cages and let them roam free?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, so the law is nothing but cage-free in stores?
Like cruelty-free eggs, yeah.
Yeah, they all have to be roaming around.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's cruelty-free, man.
Because chickens deserve to be free.
Because we need happy chickens.
They're going to be happy, yeah. It's like the happy cows.
Dude, you can walk 10 feet and buy hamburger meat. That animal was slaughtered.
Well, no, I know, but there, a lot of them
it's
are happy.
Happy before yeah. It yeah. gets slaughtered.
They're free range roaming. You yeah. know?
I'm yeah. just saying, it doesn't make sense.
They had a good time up to that point.
They had yeah. a good time. Yeah. Yeah, right. They had a good time up to then. Right. Yeah. We know that, right? We've seen the video.
We know
right?
it ends bad, but.
I don't understand. Don't they realize?
Well, have you ever been to one? Because we had one by our house, and it is kind of horrible having them in those cages because they have them like 10 deep in one little cage.
They're all just packed
They're
in
all
there.
Just packed in there. It's kind of sad. Actually, it really is. It is actually, yeah. If you
not enough
anyway.
To make me stop eating eggs, though.
Well, you don't have to stop eating them. They just want them to like at least walk around.
How do we know? How
That's
do we
what
know?
I said.
Yeah, yeah. How do we know? How do we know they're walking around?
I know.
They're so, not in a cage.
I'm sure all those egg farmers are like, yeah. "What? We have to like get land and like let them." Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Just call Longmont Dairy. Their chickens are happy.
Are they?
Well, they got happy cows. Yeah. They got happy cows, so I'm assuming they have happy chickens, right? too. You wouldn't, you know, discriminate between the chickens and the cows, would you?
That's the thing. I guess we did, and that's why yeah. they need them to walk around.
Mm. A lot of eggs are sold this time of year. With Thanksgiving coming up next week, you know, got to have your deviled eggs as a part of the meal, right?
Correct. That's my
favorite.
Man,
oh, man.
Yeah.
So. Hey, a lot of people have chickens in their backyards. Have you noticed
one of my
that?
Neighbors actually I just noticed yesterday has a chicken coop in their backyard. I'm like, are you even allowed to do that?
Yeah,
did
I don't know.
HOA not say anything to them?
I guess not, but we have a pretty strict HOA.
I think it depends on the zoning, right?
Like, yeah, because yeah. some people feel like they draw rats.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they don't want them in their neighborhoods.
But HOAs can draw their own zoning.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have to worry about zoning.
And especially
they make their own
ours.
Rules.
They're pretty
Yeah,
like
yours
hardcore.
Is pretty strict, but my neighborhood isn't that strict. I mean, it's a volunteer HOA. $75 a year, not a month, a year.
You better be careful because you're going to get rats.
And I think...
Well, luckily, it's like it's at a green belt where we go by, and they just back to the open space.
Uh-huh.
But they're not near us.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah. that is good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that your neighborhood would allow... Ours would never allow it. They would shut you down so fast.
I feel like they're going under the radar. No one's
really?
Turned them in yet.
You yeah. should tell.
I should.
No.
I should write an anonymous letter.
No, they're roaming chickens. So we gotta have those eggs. We got
know,
a shortage,
man.
Pal. In fact, if you need eggs, you might want to go to your neighbor's house.
They're saying yeah. that there's such a shortage now that people are going to local buyers. And so I know that on the way to the cabin, there's a person there. They have the weirdest sign. It says kittens, eggs, and chicks.
Mm. Well, we got a little bit of everything.
I'm not driving up that weird, creepy road.
Yeah.
It's like right yeah. on this weird, creepy road. I'm always like, I wonder what they do
you
up there.
You can't see the end of it.
No. Yeah. I feel like there's like a cult up there. Something. It's bizarre.
You're right. It's good for these farmers, though, that actually are independent. You know, even a company like Longmont Dairy, it's great for them because if you can't find the eggs, you have to buy the more expensive, which cage-free is more expensive. Quite a bit, too.
Yeah, they're saying 36%.
Yeah.
No, 40%. Sorry.
Wow.
It's a lot more.
Yeah,
it's a 40%. Lot. My wife wants cage-free all the time. She wants the brown ones. Okay.
Oh.
She's got a specific one she wants, which I find ridiculous because you can't tell the difference.
Well, I guess the natural eggs you can leave out on the counter forever. And not forever. That's not true. But you don't have to refrigerate them. The natural ones.
I just can't tell the difference when you eat them.
Oh, gotcha.
There's just no difference.
Yeah.
I can't either.
It's all the same to me. It's like, why spend the extra 40%? But hey, to
I
each
wonder
his
if
own.
Those brown ones in the grocery store you can leave on the counter.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they say the ones right. that you buy from, you know, like the Colts.
Yep.
Yeah, you can leave them on the counter.
I guess you're not going to find eggs if you're doing your Thanksgiving meal. We'll get the tabloid trash. It's next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right. Since we just did egg talk, just a couple of follow-ups. First of all, somebody said just because it says cage-free doesn't mean that they, and you know, this is just from text, so I don't know what kind of knowledge everybody has, but it doesn't mean that they're still not stuffed in a warehouse. It says you need to buy, the label should say pasture-raised. Because if they're pasture-raised, that means they're walking around, but if they're cage-free, they could still be out of a cage, but still stuffed together in a warehouse. The other one is, because I was talking about that you can keep them, the ones that you buy from farmers, you can put on your counter, and they don't have to be refrigerated. That, they said, is only if you don't wash them, because they still have the film from them being, you know, pooped out. They're not pooped out, but you know. And then the film protects them.
Oh,
so they can't be washed. So the ones that are in the grocery store, the brown ones, they have to be refrigerated. So, all right, that's our egg update.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Okay, the Country Music Awards were, in fact, last night. It was kind of wacky. I learned the best way to watch these award shows. What you do is you record them, and then you come back to them, and then you fly through them in like 15 minutes.
100%. And all you do is literally just watch the performance, whatever performance you want to watch. You put it on, stop it, and then if there's an award you want to see, then okay. Right. But it, oh, you just fly through it.
Like amazing. The 3-hour show becomes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I passed by people that I didn't really want to see perform, or if they were sucking, I passed by them. But yeah, so that is absolutely the best way. Otherwise, you're just sitting on your ass for 3 hours. Anyway, it was really good, though. I thought they did a great job. There was one that our little group was talking about, and that was Morgan. What was her name?
Megan Maroney.
Yep, that's her name, Megan. Why did I call her Morgan? It is Morgan, isn't it?
Oh, now you got, hold on.
Yeah, I think it's Morgan.
Morgan Maroney?
Yeah, it's Morgan Maroney. So Morgan Maroney was horrible. She was she looked gorgeous, don't get me wrong. She was dressed like a kind of like a Barbie doll. She had this little, I mean, she would look like a Barbie doll, but it's like she'd never performed or something.
It was weird.
Right?
And she sounded like,
Megan, you are right.
And the sound was really bad. It sounded like she was just basically talking.
But it
song.
Was the way she was walking back and forth.
And her dress was a little
Barbie.
Like, this is kind of pop, like Sabrina Carpenter, not CMAs.
Again, you were right. It's Megan. Sorry. I apologize. Yeah, so this Megan girl, I don't know. That was what I felt like was the worst performance because she looked ridiculous. Jelly Roll and Keith Urban were good, except for Keith Urban got real weird and started playing his guitar like he was like some kind of crazy ass rock star. He was like, and he was like leaning back, and Jelly Roll's kind of like, I'm just singing, man.
Yeah, Jelly Roll was just chilling. And then Keith Urban switched guitars in the middle of the performance, and he literally like just chucked it like a football to this guy, and the guy handed him another one.
And then it was weird. There was a guitar solo, and Keith wasn't even playing.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? So weird. It was really weird. Let's see here. What else? I love Lainey Wilson. Of course, everybody does. I have a couple performances for you. This is Post Malone with Chris Stapleton.
Let's report it over. I said, you're the boss. In a southern draw, said, here's where I get off.
I mean, the performances were just solid. The only one that was weird was Post Malone by himself. He was like screaming. I can't explain it. He was just, it was like he couldn't hear in his headset or something.
I feel like they had some audio issues last night, but also he was performing Yours, which is about his daughter. So I feel like he was starting to tear up a little bit during it, just thinking about her. So he might have just been emotional too.
Maybe that was it, because it was not right. But I love him, and we all know he can sing. But that just was, I don't know.
It wasn't his best.
No, it was not his best. But I didn't know if it was, maybe you're right. Maybe he was just trying to get past the crying or something. And Jelly Roll. I don't know about you guys, but this song Liar, we don't play it yet. But this song Liar, I feel like it was when he was like in a fight with Bunny. I feel like it's about Bunny.
Why is it?
I don't, because he just is like really angry about it, and he's calling somebody a liar, and I think it was when he's mad at Bunny.
Yeah, happens at my house.
Right? You just write a song about being a liar?
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, here's a little bit of it.
Number you might not be a liar.
Say he looks so much healthier.
He does.
Compared to what he used to look, man, he looks good.
Yeah, but I thought he had lost a lot of weight, and he still
I mean, he's still bigger. You can definitely see it in his face.
Yeah, that's
true. Mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. Remember?
Yeah.
I can't tell he's lost that much. He looks healthier to me.
But he does.
They say that he's given up booze and drugs. Okay, that I read that this morning. He looks slimmer, but he's still got a ways to go.
He needs that semi-glutide shot.
Yeah,
that's what he needs.
I thought he was on that.
Yeah,
well, and he still might be. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so yeah, it was a really good show. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. There was just awkward moments. I thought Peyton Manning and the guy that you and I don't like was who?
Luke Bryan.
I think they did a great job with Lainey. I think it was cute.
Yeah, those three together were actually really good.
Yeah, it was cute. I didn't really get the end part, but it doesn't matter if you didn't see it, huh? You guys were just like, shut up, I didn't even see it. What are you even talking about?
Yeah, I wonder how many people actually saw it last time.
Yeah,
I didn't see it. I saw the recaps this morning and read, different things about it, but I didn't really watch it. I forgot about it.
And then finally, Morgan Wallen was Entertainer of the Year. Unfortunately, Jeff Bridges, it's not his fault. You know, it happens. He called him Morgan Wallen, but it's obviously Morgan Wallen. He won Entertainer of the Year, the big prize, at the very end, and he wasn't even there. He
didn't even show up.
Didn't even show up. He didn't show up at all.
And he didn't send a video, no nothing.
They didn't go live to him on tour. They didn't issue a statement. He just was not there.
Yeah, you got to figure that they probably know ahead of time, right?
Oh, yeah.
He just boycotted.
Well, yeah, because they boycotted him. So I think
he's been banned for the last 3 years. And then this year he was allowed to come back, obviously, because he was going to be Entertainer of the Year. But he just didn't show up.
He did not show up.
That'll teach him.
And then finally, I was watching TMZ yesterday, and they're saying that the prosecutors really screwed the case up with P. Diddy, that they have caused trust issues. You know, that the judge said, hey, we don't want to see any of that paperwork that you guys took out of his cell, and that they were basically busted lying because they said, oh, we do a search of all the, it was planned. We did a search of all the cells, and they actually did not. Day was not planned at all. It was specifically for P. Diddy, so it's a big cluster.
Now, is his hearing tomorrow?
Yes.
To try to get out of jail?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
I think they'll keep him, but...
Yeah, me too.
But, I don't know. They were just really...
Well, they have so much evidence, though, that supersedes that.
Nope, they're saying that's the problem. This is what they said. They said that this proves that they don't have a strong enough case. That they don't have a strong enough case at all. They have a lot of allegations, but they don't have a strong enough case to prove.
They have 1,000 bottles of GHB.
I'm just telling you what Harvey said.
And they have video of him beating the crap out of his girlfriend in a lobby, trying to keep her, held her hostage, remember?
I'm just telling you what they said on TMZ. That they said that they absolutely approves that they don't have enough evidence, that they just have allegations, and that's why they went after the notes, because they don't have a strong enough case.
Yeah, they needed more.
Yeah.
Oh.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone in.
We'll see. Yeah. I guess they go in front of a judge tomorrow.
Correct.
He's pleading to get out of jail on certain conditions. And they're going to make that decision tomorrow. I don't think he's going to skate at all. I think he's a big trouble.
I hope not, too.
Yeah, I don't see him.
All right. But they definitely screwed up. That's for sure. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up at 7:30 this morning, those hot tickets. Yeah, you can see Post Malone, too, along with Jelly Roll at the stadium. Tickets, 7:30, big ass tour.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Did you see the story on Monday of those kids dropped off at the wrong location in Douglas County, I think it was?
Well, I knew about it before the news even went to it, because you know how I follow every city's next door?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so there was a mom, and she's like, I just want to know if anybody had this happen today. I'm in tears. My kid was dropped off 2 miles from my house. A stranger brought...
2 miles?
Yeah.
And well, when I listen to the news story here that I'm about to play for you, it makes it appear that he was just like a block away.
She said 2 miles.
Yeah, and well, some of the kids were like really genuinely scared.
And I guess a stranger picked up her kids and brought them home.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she said on Next Door.
I'd be outraged.
The entire busload, right, was just dropped off.
I don't know. I was just what
40 40 kids.
Yeah. My recap was just the what I read right. on Nextdoor. And then she asked for people, please, you know, contact me and DM me. And then the page just blew up.
All right. Well, let me play the audio for you. Okay. This is the guy talking. This is the bus driver in this audio piece. And he's talking about he was fired yesterday. Okay. He got, I guess he got a phone call from the school district and they let him go. But I didn't realize they were that far from home because they downplay it in this audio. They make it sound like that he stopped. He was using a GPS and the GPS went out on him. And so he was confused at where he was at. And he made it sound like that he was only like a block or two away.
Well, what doesn't make sense about this is that one of the people on Nextdoor, by the way, I must be like news reporters because after that lady posted it, three news reporters put, please contact me. Please contact me.
Yeah.
On Nextdoor. Yeah. So they troll, the news reporters trolled all the Nextdoors all over the city too.
We've accused them of trolling us.
I know.
Right? We'll bring up something here on the air, then all of a sudden it's on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. But the weird part that didn't make sense is that somebody said that the principal was so worried about this bus driver that she said, I want to get on the bus and ride with the kids. But then she didn't.
Prior to?
Yeah. So I don't.
Because they were.
She was concerned about his, like, what his stability.
Have you seen the bus no. driver? When you see this guy, I feel sorry for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but now I don't.
I don't know.
I'm back and forth.
See,
on
when
this.
I first heard the story, I didn't feel bad for him at all.
But I did when I watched the video. All right, here's the story, the TV report.
Just about every parent's worst nightmare. Douglas County parents are enraged about their kid's bus ride home on Monday when the district says the driver stopped short of the third stop on the route and all 40 students on the bus exited.
And he told all the kids to get off of his bus. So 40 children scattered like ants.
That's not correct. I said nothing to them. I opened the door and they knew that this was at least close to where they were supposed to get off and they just were getting off.
This is the man who was behind the wheel, Irving Johnson. He says he's driven for the school district for the last 7 years.
Was this your first time on this specific route?
It is. I got on the bus and they were in an uproar. Well, firstly, I took the microphone because we have speakers in the bus and I said quiet down and then I said it louder and it had no effect.
He claims after he started driving, the tablet that gives him direction stopped working.
Where's the next turn? And they said turn here. I recognize I could have done better at that stop when the rest of the kids got off the bus. And it was bizarre for me. And I think I was really stunned by it, and I didn't know what to do.
Johnson agrees he should have done so.
The district called me up today and said that I'm not to come back to work.
In Douglas County, Colette Bordelon, Denver 7.
Denver 7.
Well, and what they were saying is, like, don't you have, like, you have, you know, like, base, can you come in?
Yeah, you could talk to dispatch.
Yeah, right? And say, I am confused. I don't know what's going on, you know?
I don't know.
Can you bring another bus? I'm having a mental moment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He makes it sound like that he pulled up to this intersection, and it was close enough because of his GPS, and it was close enough. So some of the kids started to get off. Then all of them piled off. Everybody got off the bus when he opened the door, and he was perplexed, and he didn't know what the hell was going on, shut the door, drove off.
Well, and then some of the parents on Nextdoor were saying that he was saying bad things to the kids and yelling at him.
Yeah, that would he possibly might hurt them if they don't fall in line or something.
Right, and then, like, I guess he dropped one kid off 2 miles from the house, and then some of the kids were dropped off in an intersection, like a, you know, like you said, like a full-on. And this lady was freaking out. She's like, it's a busy intersection. My little girl is so little.
I will say that if you got this confused driving a bus with 40 kids on it, you probably should look for maybe the greeter's job over at Walmart or something.
Well,
you know, something a little less responsibility.
Well, then one woman said, I actually, because everybody's saying it's because of the shortage of bus drivers.
Yeah.
But one woman said that she applied for Douglas County to be a bus driver. And she said that they really, really are strict with how they vet you.
Yeah.
She had a DUI 22 years ago and they said, sorry. And she was like, I was 19 or whatever. And I made a mistake. And they're like, nope, sorry. You had a DUI 22 years ago.
Wow.
They said, nope, we can't take you.
Wow.
And it's just weird because this guy has been driving for 7 years for them.
Yeah,
and hasn't had any problems.
Something happened. I think something.
Well, something happened because somebody said that they had contemplated going with him that day.
Yeah.
There was something in the past
that
had also, you know, come to their attention that they would put that kind of scrutiny on him.
Right? I think maybe he just was overwhelmed with how bad the kids were.
I think he got caught in a moment where he got confused. I think he's an older guy, okay? And I think he got very confused, opened the door, a few kids got off, and then all of them started getting off because he'd been yelling at them on the bus.
Right.
And he's like, okay, whatever.
Bye.
Shut the door. See ya, kids. And just motored off, you know? And I think that's what he did. He made a bad decision.
Now, last I had heard, according, again, to Nextdoor, would not release the video of him in the bus. Have they done that yet?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, no. All I saw was the report I found this morning. It was kind of hard to find.
Because they're like, they wanted the video, and the bus is like, the bus people are like, nope, you don't need to see that.
Yeah. What a story.
I know,
but
right?
If I'm a parent, I'm outraged. If my kids dropped off and a stranger
strangers
pulls into my driveway and my kid jumps out of the car,
right?
I'm really upset. That, I mean, I feel bad for this guy too, but as a parent, I don't blame you, man. This guy, he does need to find another job. I can tell by watching this video, Jamie.
Yeah.
He got very confused, and that is not a job that you can afford to get confused.
True.
You got 40 children on there, and they were anywhere from 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, they were six? Oh, my
somewhere.
Gosh. Wow.
One lady said her 8-year-old was on the bus, but I think it was first graders all the way up.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I would be, I get why the parents are outraged, but a lot of people are saying they're overreacting. I'm like, I don't think you overreact when a stranger drops off your kid.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
And it doesn't have to be six different incidents of where stranger, all it takes is one. Okay, one, and we got a problem.
Yeah.
And again, I can listen to this audio and watch the video of this guy. He was extremely confused. It's not a job for him right now.
Yeah.
He can do something else, right?
He seems like a nice guy,
he
though.
He does.
BJ and Jamie.
I got something here for all the little kiddos out there.
That sounded so creepy.
Really, Jim?
Jamie, I'm very serious. I'm very serious.
Yeah.
I have audio of Santa Claus.
Do you have candy?
No, yeah, I have audio of Santa Claus.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Santa Claus has a new perch right now.
A new perch? What does that mean?
Well, he's hanging out somewhere.
Okay.
He's hanging out somewhere. He's just waiting on Christmas so that he can, you know, get the reindeers all saddled up and everything and get rolling. He's hanging out at the airport.
Oh,
DIA.
He is? Oh, he's at DIA?
Santa's Lounge.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
Do they have cocktails?
Yeah.
They do?
Actually, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Santa's Lounge.
That sounds a little...
And in this audio, Santa also tells you, boys and girls, so if you're in the car right now, you're headed to school, okay, to have mom, dad, whomever, to turn up the radio a little bit, because Santa, at the end of this audio, tells you what you need to do, because if you've been a little rat fink, you sitting there in your...
A rat
what?
Fink?
Well, I'm just...
We're going old school from the Christmas story.
You've been a little rat fink, you little snot, you know, and you've been that
Isn't
kid
that
all
what
year long.
They called them on a Christmas story when they were throwing snowballs?
I think so, rat fink. I don't know where I got that from. Anyway, listen, I'm serious. Listen, Linda, listen to me, okay? I'm very serious about this. If you're a kid in the car right now, and you've been a little snot all year long, and mom and dad have both said you're getting nothing for Christmas, there is time to correct it, okay? According to Santa Claus.
He gives a tip. Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
He gives a tip on what to do, kiddos, in order to go from the naughty list to the good list.
I might need to listen as well.
Well, there is an underlying reason I'm playing this. It's for you to hear it too, Jamie.
Okay.
You've been a snot all year long. Little rat fink.
Right?
Yeah.
Of a rat fink.
All right, listen. The Santa Lounge is at DIA, and Santa Claus himself is out there. He doesn't really... Well,
it's called the Layover Lounge. I'm looking at... Yeah,
Santa's Layover Lounge.
Isn't that cool? It's a pop-up.
That's awesome.
DIA.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Out of DIA, leave yourself some time to check out a first-of-its-kind holiday pop-up bar on Concourse B.
Denver 7's
bar.
I should have edited that.
Yeah.
I should have. Hey, Fidel, can we take bar out of there? I just told all the kids to listen.
I don't like the idea that it's that.
Santa is in this audio. Hang on.
So if you're flying out of DIA, leave yourself some time to check out a first-of-its-kind holiday pop-up bar on Concourse B.
Denver 7's Micah Smith spoke to St. Nick himself about Santa's Layover Lounge.
Oh, I just love this lounge. It's one of the first...
That's Santa, by the way. Okay. I just love this lounge.
Wait a minute.
This world.
What?
I'm concerned.
Shh! There are tips in here for kids that have been little rat finks. to go from the naughty list to the good list.
He just sounds different than the Santa I met.
Well, I think he's got a cold.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right. He came from the North Pole. Okay. I mean, come on, man.
Okay.
Oh, I just love this lounge. It's one of the first world's pop-up Santa lounge.
Why Denver? Why is Denver the perfect place to have your lounge?
Oh, we have so much good weather here, and the people, flying out now for Thanksgiving. They says, Santa, we're waiting for Thanksgiving, and here you are, and the children. Hi. Oh, Santa, this is what I...
No, it's ho, ho, ho. It is not high, 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 high. It's ho, ho.
Right.
We have little children that are listening on how to get on the good list,
I'm
Jamie. Can you please stop?
I'm sorry.
It's
ho, ho, ho. Right, right.
I want, and I'm being good.
I know there are a few kiddos wondering, is it too late to go from the naughty list to the nice list?
Turn it up right here. Turn it up, because Santa's about to give it to you.
There's still time, Santa, to make up that ground.
Oh, there is time. And as long as they're helping mom and dad now, and they're not teasing their brothers and sisters, during this time, there is no teasing.
Don't tease me, whatever you do.
The holiday season. We need to be helpers and do our homework and do our school and especially brush our teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Wow, that's all you gotta do is brush your teeth and then you get presents?
Don't tease.
No teasing?
No teasing.
No teasing.
And do your homework.
And homework.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, kiddos. Now you're going off to school. Be sure and tell all your friends. You just heard from Santa Claus this morning.
And he has a head cold.
He does. He doesn't sound right. But he's got plenty of time to get over that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds
and
like
it's ho, 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 Jamie.
Are you sure that's not Santa's son?
No, it's Santa Claus. I saw the video.
Okay, yeah. Cool. It sounds like his son.
Yeah. I don't know.
A little bit.
I think maybe a reindeer was sitting in his lap when he...
That
it made him sound that way.
That I believe.
Hi, hi, hi. No, it's home, home, home.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later on today. Oh, I wanted to throw this in there when I was talking about Santa Claus being out at the airport, and they have the Santa Layover Lounge. Go in there and see Sandy.
Also, though, the Colorado Candy Guy.
Yeah.
Colorado Candy Company. He just texted us and he said in Loveland, Saturday evening, they're having a big winter wonderland in Loveland and they have glowing cotton candy.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That's cool.
Do you eat that?
Oh, I think
it glows.
Do. Yeah, glows.
I don't know.
I don't know what happens at the
backside
of that. But
the other big thing that's happening tomorrow out at the Gaylord. The ice spectacle opens up.
It's going to be awesome.
Polar Express. Yeah. That's the theme this year. That thing fires up tomorrow.
There's so much Christmas crap going on this weekend. Not to call it crap, but you know what I mean. There's just so much. I know Westminster is, they're lighting their tree. There's just a ton of stuff.
Something in Castle Rock, too.
Are they doing the lighting of the star?
I'm not sure. I just saw
rock?
Castle Rock on the list.
Did you? Okay.
So
they're probably
lighting
up the rock.
Could be. Could be. Now, you mentioned the weather off air.
Well,
what do you mean?
Okay, so this is so weird, you guys. So I guess over Thanksgiving, we might get a heller storm. So the National Weather Service came out, and they put us on the list for November 26th through the 28th that we were going to get a big storm. 25th through the 28th, we're going to get a big storm. And then they took us off of it.
Does this have anything to do with that bomb cyclone that's happening?
I have no idea.
Or is it connected in any way? Because that's happening up in the Northeast,
right? That's correct.
And I didn't know if that maybe is filtering down
maybe
this
it's
way.
Around.
Yeah.
No, but it's just weird that they, so that tells me that we shouldn't blame, you know, our local forecasters because the National Weather Service put us on it and then took us off it.
Well, I follow that guy. What's his name? Bianchi or Bicani or something?
Mountain Wave Weather Guy John.
Well, I follow him too.
Okay.
But John didn't make this prediction and then pull back on it.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm bringing up this guy. Because John, if he makes a prediction, he sticks to it.
Because
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this Bianchi guy that I follow. This guy's all over the place, okay? So he, like you said, forecasted a biggie for like next Tuesday into Thanksgiving. But then now he's disappeared. It's like he left the country.
It's weird.
He pulled an Ellen DeGeneres. He left the country.
Okay, by the way, that story about Ellen DeGeneres moving, you know, she had bought that house in 2019.
Well, she put her house up for sale.
I know, but she bought the England house in 2019.
So she already had it.
I know, but she put the other house on sale. That's why the rumors fly. Now, I don't know. I have no idea.
But they're calling it a pocket listing. So it's like a pocket listing.
What is that?
It's like it hasn't gone to market yet.
Huh.
That you, it's secret.
Insider.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
the
a
insider
pocket
stiff.
Listing. Yeah, but yeah, it's listed as a pocket listing, and I know about it.
Obviously, it's knowledge. Yeah.
The story was circulating yesterday that Ellen DeGeneres grabbed Porsche and they hit the road. They went to Great UK, Britain, I guess it was. Yeah. And they moved over there. They're never coming back. Never coming back. I don't know. I have no idea. Because of the election, right?
I don't know if you've ever been to England, but I wouldn't live there.
I wouldn't either. There are other places on earth I'd go. Oh, yeah. I've only been to England once.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
And the food sucks.
Ugh, it's terrible. Unless you like fish and chips.
Yeah, that's all they got going for them.
Yeah, other than that, it
rains. So you're saying she made a bad choice.
Yes, it rains and it's cold and there's like nothing to do.
No.
It does seem kind of gloomy.
And it feels dirty.
It's just, to not, me, it's just not fun.
I don't know. You're Ellen DeGeneres. You're worth $500 million. Yeah. I mean, come on. Why aren't you in Hawaii or somewhere? Well, that's the U.S. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Post Malone, right? And as you know, last night was, well, you might not know, the Country Music Awards. And it was really pretty solid, I have to say. A lot of good musicians. There was just some weird stuff, but I don't know. Here's what I'll tell you. I love Keith Urban. Like, I've always loved Keith Urban. I think he's fantastic, and he's not hard to look at. Leave your cat and take your sweater. We'll be better off not together. Something like that.
Yeah.
That was my favorite song a long time ago. Or maybe leave your sweater but take your cat.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I know, yeah.
She, it was a smash, though.
Yeah, but she probably needs to take the cat.
Yeah, I would
think.
Yeah,
not your sweater. Leave the cat.
Yeah, take your cat and leave my sweater. We'll be better off not together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved that song. It was about me and Builder Bob.
No kidding?
Yeah.
That was your song?
That was my song, yeah.
Take your sweater or take your cat and I'll keep the sweater.
Yeah, I'll take no Clifford. And
you guys had that as your song?
That was our, well, because when we broke up, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you have a cat or something?
Yeah, Clifford.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It was
that's the one that was mauled, right?
Well, I lived in L.A. then. He still was living.
Oh,
It says, take your cat and leave my sweater. See? And it's You'll Think of Me. That's the song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, You'll Think of Me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because I knew he would. And he did. After we broke up, I knew he'd think of me.
Are you sure?
That he did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, he might have had a party.
Yeah.
And been like, whoa, the bitch is gone. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. I'm sure he did. Yeah. Had a party, that is.
I feel like a lot of people that I break up with are pretty happy with themselves.
Yeah.
I
feel the same way.
Yeah. It's okay.
Can't argue with
you. You know what? It's been a long life. I'm getting used to it.
I do see a pattern.
Yeah, you just accept it. You just accept it.
It is what it is.
There goes another one. Damn it. And it might be me. I don't know.
Oh, I know. I know.
Well, I mean, you
might not know, but I know.
I did something right because I was engaged twice and married once. So a couple of us stuck around.
I'll stop right here.
I mean, and look, and one of them was a surgeon that didn't need my money. So there. Because I know what you were going to say. All right. Anyway. So going back to the Country Music Awards, I love Keith Urban, but he got crazy on his guitar. Like, it was uncomfortable. He had one strap to his front and one strap to his back. And he's like playing it like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't know, like some kind of 80s, hair band. He's like, and then he took it off and he threw it off stage and they spun the other one around and he's like, it was weird.
He was shredding.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I mean, he's a great guitarist. Don't get me wrong.
He's very good.
He is. I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has that guitar on tape or whatever he'll teach you.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had that.
Yeah, he has like a special guitar that has like little dots on it, so where you put your fingers.
Yeah.
So you know where to play.
Yeah. I ordered one of those once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd it go?
No, it's good. No, it's a tough instrument to play. It is tough.
I bought my son a 12-string because he knows how to play a regular one, and he's like, yeah, this is dumb.
He's like, I'm not even going to try.
I've tried with different instruction booklets, watched the YouTube videos and everything. It's tough.
Well, it hurts my fingers.
Me too.
Oh, my God. I can't stand that.
Well, I guess you eventually get used to it.
That's what they say. You get calluses.
Yeah, calluses, yeah.
My sister and her daughter, they can play like nobody's business. Just a little bit.
I admire that too.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I got a banjo once.
That would be even harder.
It is. I got my son one too.
Yeah.
And he's like, you played this? I go, not exactly.
Well, at least a lot of people can fake the guitar with strumming it.
Yeah.
You know, but with a banjo, you've got to really pick that sucker.
Well, yeah, and it's both fingers, all the fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just go jing, jing.
I know you didn't expect banjo talk this morning, folks, but.
I know. But yesterday, didn't we do frog talk or something?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Frog?
Was it?
Yeah, I guess
no,
we did.
What was it about?
I don't know.
Jellyfish. We did a jellyfish.
Yeah, we did jellyfish. Yeah.
Segment. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So that was just really. It was a lot. But other than that, it was a really good show. I will tell you that Morgan Wallen, he won Entertainer of the Year, and what's crazy about that is he did not show up.
Didn't send a video. Nothing.
Nothing. But that was his only award, right?
Yeah, that was his only award.
Because a lot of people felt like they didn't know he was going to win, and people were already online going crazy that he wasn't winning for anything, like Performance of the Year.
Even Song of the Year. Yeah. Him and Post, I had some help. I thought that could have won, but he wasn't.
Who did win Song of the Year? Was that Lainey?
No, it was Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am such a huge fan of Chris Stapleton.
He was all over it. Like, I felt like it was the Chris Stapleton show last night.
That's what somebody said, too. They felt like...
He was up there every single time.
He was up there a lot.
It's not a bad thing, though.
So here's what's weird. Good. Here's what's weird. He was singing this, and don't give it away yet, but he was singing a song with this lady, right?
Yeah.
And it was really beautiful. It was a beautiful song. And they were looking at each other, and I was like, those two are bopping, man. Those two are totally having sex, right? Yeah. I'm like... Holy crap. I mean, the way they were looking at each other, they were just, I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
It was intense.
I'm like, his wife is going to be so upset because they are looking at each other like they just had sex. I guess they're married.
Yeah. It's his wife. I know. Bree and I were thinking the same thing. And we're like, who is that girl? And we Googled it. It was like, oh, it's his wife.
Right.
Oh,
I know. Because okay. I was like, oh, my God. It was like uncomfortable. I mean, they were like making love singing. It was crazy.
It was like you felt like you were in an intimate moment
in a
hotel room.
And then later he thanked her. And I was like, oh, thank God it's his wife.
I know.
I've seen videos of him and her, the wife.
Yeah.
And she's really good.
She's so good.
She is really talented.
Yeah, she is really,
really
good.
Well, she like produces all of his music, too.
Oh, she does?
I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was really good. It was crazy. All right, Dad, they've announced Coachella. You know, they've announced it. And let's see here. It is, I forgot who all it is. Oh, here it is. Travis Scott, which... Everybody's worried about, you know, the crowd because it's so he was playing with 50,000 people at Astroworld, but Coachella can hold way more than that. So people are really worried about that. But I guess at Coachella, it's more where they say chill.
Yeah. So, plus, I think he's learned his lesson.
Yeah.
But he got flooded with lawsuits over that.
He did. They said he's slowly like taking care of all of those.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you have more than 50,000. Are they going to rush the stage again? I mean, what's going to happen? But they're saying at Coachella, everybody's smoking the weed and like, whoa.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to run forward.
Well, and it's a whole different setup because a lot of those people with Travis Scott got hurt, you know, on their way in, rushing to get inside because he had general admission, if you remember. With Coachella, you're there for, what, a week?
Yeah, and there's lots of space. You're not confined. Lots of space. So Travis Scott, Lady Gaga, Green Day, which is awesome, and Posty. That's a great lineup.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I think the best they've had in years.
I agree with that. Yeah. And it includes a lot of different people. Because sometimes they get on this kick where I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. But I think that draws in a lot of different people. Travis Scott, Lady Gaga, Posty, and Green Day. So, yeah. And then finally, the weirdest thing of all, you know how Kim had that white robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that she was doing weird stuff with in her yard. Well, now she got a dark robot. That's what they're saying. She got a dark robot and she's like on top of it and stuff. Did you see the picture?
That was a weird photo shoot.
No, I haven't seen it.
So now she has this other robot. It's darker.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like what she's into.
Yeah.
And she is doing some stuff to it.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I got time. It's not that busy today.
Because the white robot, she just kind of like just, whatever. It's not her type. But then that other one, she's like, oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people are calling it creepy. She's even holding hands with it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not creepy. Come on, you judgers.
She's sitting on its lap.
It's not creepy.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's the future.
It is the future. It is the future. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm going to throw something out there for you, Jamie. You know how the internet is, right? Causing trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what to ever believe. Yeah.
Yeah, you were just talking about something in North Carolina.
Yeah, they said that they built 100 tiny homes, and then the county came in and said that they won't pass inspection, and they kicked everybody out.
Who knows, like, if it's true?
I don't know if that's... I said that sounds so suspicious.
It does.
Yeah,
it
right?
And the internet is really bad about just starting conspiracy theories, okay?
Yep.
One popped up yesterday, and I'm just going to give you a sentence,
okay,
and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, you probably have already seen this because you're always on there, too. Jay Leno, did he fall down a hill?
Oh. I didn't see what they were guessing. I did see, so you're I saw this headline. So you're telling me Jay Leno, the multi-millionaire, was staying at the Hampton Inn and fell down a hill? That's all I saw. I was like, well, what's that supposed to be?
Man, did that blow
so
up yesterday.
So what were they saying? What was the...
All right, first of all...
The rumor.
They're saying there's no proof that he ever stayed at the Hampton Inn.
Okay.
He's worth $500 million. A guy like him does not stay at the Hampton Inn. A guy like him does not walk to a restaurant alone. And you certainly don't take an off-beaten path that goes right alongside a cliff, right? And then I saw a picture of the hill he fell down. Did you see that picture?
I did not.
There's no rocks. It's basically brush. And it's not a hill that's a cliff. It's very slanted so that you wouldn't fall as much as he got injured, I guess I would say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From the look of it.
Right.
Now, anything can happen or whatever. One of the rumors that's out there is that Jay Leno... Let me play the audio,
okay,
first of all. This is from yesterday.
This is the rumor.
Okay. This is the audio. Yeah, this is Jay Leno talking about his injuries, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Well, I was staying at a hotel. It was on a hill, and there was a... I said, "Hey, where's a good place to eat?" Oh, at the bottom of this. So I went out. The restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car, so you had to go walk about a mile and a half around. I said, "Well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill." Down! And then I fell down. Boom, boom, boom.
I saw you roll down the hill.
Rolled down the hill. Hit my head on a rock. Knocked me in the eye. There you go.
I don't know. Did you have to go to the hospital?
Well, I did the show. And then when I came back to L.A., I went to the hospital.
So you performed.
That's right.
You performed first, and then you went, you know, to get...
Well, it was only a couple hours before the show.
Now, Jamie, you said this yesterday. There's a lot in this story that doesn't add up.
Right, but as I was thinking about it, like, so let's say you went to Marion, Illinois and did a show, okay?
Okay.
There's no hotels that are over 4 stars. They're just not available.
All right.
So we are agreeing that there is a Hampton Inn and there is a hill, right?
Yes. So, I saw the picture. You see the sign, the Hampton Inn. You see the hill. A lot of brush on the hill. It doesn't look like what I expected for... Was it in California when this happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Southern California. It doesn't look like a coastline of Southern California that I pictured.
Well, yeah, but okay. Remember, there's Bakersfield, Sacramento.
No. You're right. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying there's a lot of things that don't add up. When you listen to the story. Hey, you mentioned this yesterday. He went and did a show?
Afterwards.
Dude, when you see this guy, he's got a broken wrist. You can't go do a show with a broken...
See, I didn't see that he had a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, he's got a big support piece on it.
Oh, he does?
And it's like this, and there's bandages around his hand. Yeah, it's broken. He says it's broken, too.
But I was worried about internal bleeding.
Well, see, that's what I can't get over.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you get that bruised by just taking a fall down a hill.
So, well, yeah, but I mean, first of all, he might be on blood thinners.
If you're on blood thinners,
you're going to bruise like a son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah.
Because my dad would bruise, like, you'd touch him and he'd bruise.
Yeah, the bruises make sense to me, okay? But his story doesn't.
What's the theory?
The theories?
Yeah, what are the theories?
They're all over the place.
Oh, tell me.
The number one theory that's out there is he is hugely in debt. Gambling.
Oh, my God.
Gambling.
Really?
And that a loan shark
Oh, beat him up?
Beat him up. Beat him up. Whoa. Dragged him out back of his show and beat him up real good.
Wow, that's
been
great.
Sitting back in there to do his comedy routine.
Really?
I don't know, but there are all kinds.
I've never seen him out gambling. That's weird.
I have no idea.
or is it like he's doing...
It's Italian mob, they call it.
Like DraftKings or something?
No. This is like a shark, a bookie.
Oh,
you got
a bookie,
okay. A local bookie that you're calling.
Hey,
do me a favor. Put me down $3,000 on the Los Angeles Rams tonight. All right. Put me down. And then
Wouldn't he just sell a few cars if he's in debt?
You would think.
He has cars that are worth $1 million.
I'm just going off the theories that are out there, okay? Don't blame me.
No, I'm just saying, like, I put my rare, you know, Ford Model T up for sale. Yeah.
And they have been looking into, now you know as well as I do, Jamie, that a lot of people use aliases when they go to hotels, when they're celebrities, okay? That's been that way forever, okay? Right. So he could have done that, but they have been looking into it, and they cannot connect him to this Hampton Inn at all.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't.
They being the people that are looking into
it. He wouldn't put his name under Jay Leno.
No, but you could kind of track it back.
But
I'm sure
he's an LLC, and it's his corporation booked it.
They've yet to find a witness, they say, that was at the hotel.
They're talking to the manager, too, of the restaurant that he supposedly went to, and the manager said he didn't see him.
Well, because he fell down a cliff.
He fell down a hill, though.
But
see, I don't get it.
If Jay Leno comes into my restaurant, I know Jay Leno's
there. We don't know that he made it to the restaurant.
That was never.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, we don't know.
I go, did he get to eat?
No.
Remember?
I don't think he ever went to the restaurant. He never says that, Chappelle. So I don't think that guy's to believe. Now, what I do find suspicious is they've spoken to the people at the hotel, and no one there can confirm he was there.
That is odd.
Now, that to me sends a little bit of a shockwave into the story. But the fact that he didn't show up at the restaurant, I could see that. He fell down a hill.
Okay, but if he has like a personal assistant or if his manager was with him, his manager checks them both in, two rooms, and he gives them the key and he's never seen, right? That's how you do it.
Why are you protecting a gambler?
I'm just saying, do you think that Justin Timberlake goes up to the front desk at the Hampton Inn?
Hi, I'm Justin Timberlake. I'm checking in.
Yeah, he does everything himself, like drive a car after he's been drinking.
I'm just saying they have people.
Yeah.
They take care of their all
but
their
you have to,
travel.
And you, and Jamie, you brought this up yesterday.
I did.
There's a few things that don't add
up. But the gambling,
up, okay?
Don't tell me he's a gambler.
I'm not falling for the gambling story. Okay. I'm just saying there are a few things that don't add up here. It just doesn't.
But do we know what town he was in? Because probably the Hampton is the nicest hotel in a small town.
Can you find that, Spadell? Where was he? Where did this fall happen at?
Because maybe he's just like, I'm just staying one night. I'm just going to, book the Hampton. I don't need to stay at the Four Seasons for $1,500 a night.
Man, he is so jacked up.
He is jacked
up. You got to see this.
But it doesn't make sense. I think I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that he performed.
Yeah, see, that's the part.
That's the part I'm having
It gets me,
with.
Too.
Yep.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The hill is?
Yeah.
But what?
It says he was in a town called Hempfield, which is near Pittsburgh.
So Hempfield sounds small. I bet that's the only thing they had available. It's like Marion, Illinois. You can't go. There's no Four Seasons unless you go to St. Louis.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Hempfield?
Hempfield. Yeah.
Hempfield.
Hempfield.
Hempfield. Yeah.
Hempfield.
Well, he fell in that field, didn't he?
So he's doing really big gigs, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he is, bro.
I expected more.
All right. Forget about the conspiracies, Terry. He doesn't owe a lot of money to a shark.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Man, you got to see the picture, though. If you haven't seen Jay Leno, he's got an eye patch over one of his eyes. It's literally completely shut together from the injury. It's
so
just bad. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Why are they on to me? I didn't come up with this.
Man, can I read some of them?
Jeepers creepers.
Wow. Let's see here. Why do I care about this Jay Leno story? Who cares? Oof, all right. BJ, you don't add up, buddy. Wow.
I'm just telling you what the internet is saying.
BJ,
we're passing along.
You're the king of conspiracies. Why do you always have to tell conspiracy stories? Wow.
I didn't come up with this. I read it. I'm just passing it along that people are saying, hey, something doesn't add up
here. In BJ's defense, he's right. He wasn't like, hey, I bet this happened. He was just saying what was on the internet.
In fact, Jamie was the first. Yesterday said something about this story is bizarre.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And I said back to her yesterday, I said, I don't know, man. I mean, the guy's old, didn't he? Senile a little bit, I guess, and he fell down a hill. I mean, he's unstable, maybe. I don't know what happened here. And we let it go at that. And then yesterday, I get home, and I start going through the internet, and people are going, Jay Leno, you really buy this story? And I'm thinking, oh, maybe they're onto something.
Yeah, the only thing that added up that he was in a small town. And so I was like, okay, that works. But what still doesn't add up to me is... perform, and I know he is like a stand-up guy.
We get it. People bought tickets. They're obligated.
Yeah, I get it, but man, stand-up. He looks so jacked up
to tough it out that.
For him to go, all right, forget about it. We won't bring it up again.
That is...
Maybe, unless there's breaking news.
You know who I'm sick of in the news? And I know we have to give away tickets here in a minute, but I'm sick of this chicken fry girl and what's his name?
Oh, Zach Bryan.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. It's going again. There's more. There's all kinds of stuff that have just happened. Yeah. All right. So in case you don't know, Zach Bryan. I'm sorry. I am so dizzy. I've been smelling this menthol.
Yeah.
And I just got woo.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were snorting over there.
I'm smelling menthol because it's supposed to keep your mind clear, but they lied.
Yeah.
It's
making you foggy.
It's making me foggy and double vision.
Oh.
So I can not
see. All right, so what about Chicken Fry? What'd she do?
Okay.
Did she back at it again?
So Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan are at it again. Shmadil, what happened at the fight?
So on Saturday, Chicken Fry was at a UFC fight. And Zach Bryan paid a fighter to shout out and say that he was going to come back to New York, which is where the fight was, the next week to watch Zach Bryan's concert, knowing that she was there.
Right. So here, I'll tell it with a little more enthusiasm. So here's the crazy part. So she's there, right? Zach knows she's going to be there. After the fight, the UFC guy turns around and goes, I'm going to go see Zach Bryan, and looked right at her.
Throw a little dig at her.
Yeah.
How do we know that he told him to say it?
That's what the reports are from David Portnoy and other people who are close to the situation.
Couldn't he just be, needling her on his own?
It seems oddly weird that UFC fighter would just randomly say Zach Bryan when Chicken Fry is there at the same location, same night. Yeah.
So the thing is, these two are so freaking petty. And at first I thought it was just her, but then when he taunts her with her own cat on Instagram,
which is ridiculous, he was throwing up a post a day
with the cat that he stole from her, and so now he's having this UFC fighter taunt her. He's a girl. Zach Bryan is a girl.
Well, he is,
and he really does, because he doesn't say anything directly. He's
passive aggressive.
Yeah, he's passive aggressive, which is the crazy part about it.
So here's the moment. If you want to go to number four, here's the moment where
we don't have it. It's number five.
Five.
No, I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have five.
None of it's in here. No,
That's a shame. Because number five
is not here, Shmadil.
I have it in the. I see it on my end.
It's not in here. Come in here and look. Come look. It's not here.
Anyway, I'll pretend.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm gonna go see Zach Bryan. There, that's what the audio was. Right there.
Oh, I felt like I was there.
Right? Yeah. So that's the moment where the UFC.
All right, here it is. Number five.
Sorry. Yeah, number five.
David, congratulations on an amazing fight. I am here with the winner, David Onama. David, congratulations on an amazing fight.
I want to come back here next month to watch what's it called, Zach Bryan concert. So I'll be there. I'll be here for that.
He didn't even remember his name. He was like,
But he's not yelling at her.
He's looking right at her when he says it.
Oh.
Yeah. So that, it's just so, they're so petty. Like, what are they doing? They broke up, right? Yeah, just move on. And so then Dave from Barstools, he's like Chicken Fry's biggest fan. He loves her. He takes care of her. They work together, obviously. And so then he went off on Zach Bryan. Here's that audio.
This small little 4'8" psychopath, is that pathetic and that lost? Were they gonna beg UFC guys for a shout out just to try to rub it in? Like, Brown gives a f-. We know you're popular, Zach. You don't need to f-. bribe people to say your name, you pathetic little man. They did the same thing with a walkout, too, for Something in the Orange. What a pathetic... Like, dude, we get you world famous, but everybody knows you're a piece of loser, and now we know how pathetic and small and low you are. And by the way, it's embarrassing. You look like the smallest man who ever lived. Shout out that diss track, Zach Bryan. Listen, you can like his music. He has good music. This guy is the worst.
I want him to be my friend.
Seriously? Yeah. Just trash people? Right? Make a diss track?
Yeah. Like that, that would be my bestest friend in the world right there. I love that guy.
The saga continues.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I have no idea.
I really thought it was her, but now I'm like, it's not her at all.
No, it's completely on his side.
Yeah, wow.
Let's do this. Tate. Tate.
Taint. It's not taint. It's Tate.
Tate.
No, Tate. Not taint.
I said Tate.
Nah, I don't know. I don't
Tate.
Know. Tate. Ah, okay. Anyway, Miss Progressive Tour with special guest Zara Larsson. It's going to be at Ball Arena on Saturday all the way in September of 2025 because we plan ahead, folks. If you are caller 19 right now, you win a pair of tickets, 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tis the season. Not for creeping. It is just the season, you know. Yeah. It's holiday is here.
Listen, I want you guys. All right, here's a plan. I got a plan for tonight. All right, so tonight at 6, right?
Yeah.
On CBS. They're going to be live at the Million Light Plug-In in Cherry Creek North.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to be there too with my friends.
Uh-oh.
So I think what we'll do is we'll jump in the live shot.
You totally should.
Okay? And I'll just be like, hey, BJ, hey, Carson, hi!
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be watching for you.
All right, so it'll be tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to jump into the live shot.
Yeah.
Nice!
Yeah, for Million Lights in Cherry Creek North.
I'm going to DVR it.
Yeah.
And that's tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So tonight we're going to the Cherry Creek Holiday Market. And I guess it starts today and it goes through December 24th. So I don't know what to really expect. Here's what it says. Holiday shopping should always be this fun. Join us on Fillmore Plaza for the annual holiday market and spend the day shopping under our dazzling lights, listening to live music and getting into the seasonal spirit as you discover one-of-a-kind pieces from 50 local makers, designers, and creators.
When they use dazzling lights,
yes,
it's going to be festive. Right? Festive. Yeah. The pageantry will be off the charts.
Do you
want to
go?
Nah, I'm busy. Yeah.
But it's like the first step to getting in the mood.
Thursday night football, Jamie.
Oh. Yeah,
that's me.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. I'd love to get in the mood, but okay. I'll have to get in the mood tomorrow. Not
Carson,
tonight, though.
Do you want to join the girls?
No.
Sorry about that.
But at least I'm nice and I'm inviting.
I'll have fun watching you.
The other biggie opening up is the Gaylord, the ice spectacle out there, man. That thing's going to open up tomorrow. And didn't you say you could buy tickets today?
So today is the last day for BOGO.
Yeah.
Yeah. So buy one, get one free is the last day is today for that.
We go out there every year. My wife and I and Frog, and we go out, the other boys too. We all go out there and we do the ice spectacle.
Except for I just learned something about you.
What's that?
You don't slide, you stick.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to that.
Can't have fun doing that.
I took all the boys out there last year, I think it was, and we had a blast. That place is packed. It is so Christmas. It's really cool. Now, I will say this. I was telling Jamie off air. I'm getting to the ice portion, okay? The ice spectacle they do out there is fantastic. You go through this maze of all these ice sculptures, Jamie.
Yeah.
Out of this world. I mean, they're absolutely stunning. They are. And this year's Polar Express.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last year was a Christmas Story, okay? And it was just superb, okay? But they have a slide in there.
A stick?
Yeah, a stick. It's not even a slide. You're right. You stick to it. That thing is the worst part of the showcase, okay?
Now, no
look,
way.
I love you, Gaylord. I love you. I love you to death.
Carson, it's Carson's favorite.
It's my favorite. I love the slide.
My wife,
that's
it's.
Stick.
Yeah.
My wife and 6-year old, they go to the slide, and it's over and over and over again. They can't get enough of the slide.
Right.
Jamie, it's no more than 20 feet, okay? A couple of times down it, we get the hell out of there, right? But no. They got to slide 50 times.
Yeah.
And then they always beg me to get on. Well, BJ gets stuck halfway on the slide, and they always have to come out and pour a little hot water so I can make it on down. Okay? And it's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing to me.
Your technique is wrong.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, they say get your butt higher in the air.
Yeah, you got to lift your legs up, get your butt, and then make sure the jacket's under you.
So you're the professional, are you?
Extra
yeah. I hear you, pal.
Yeah, so again, today is the last day for the buy one, get one at the Gaylord. You know, I'm so bummed about the Gaylord because they started doing this after my kid had already phased out of that, you know?
Yeah, I don't blame you for that because it is magical.
Yeah, and my sister takes her whole family to the one in Nashville because they have a Gaylord there. And I mean, that's what they call it, magical.
Mm-hmm. It has become that iconic thing that we do every single year to really put you in the spirit, man.
Yeah, I love that.
They take that thing and they spend bukus of money to dress out the place to really make it, it's a showcase, actually. And then all that ice they bring in, we're talking a million pounds or something.
BJ, I hate to put this in your head, but my husband tore his meniscus on that slide.
Oh, told you. I told you. That slide needs to be removed.
Oh, my God.
Don't touch the slide.
It's everybody's favorite slide.
It's not the slide's fault that you get stuck. Okay.
I have been stuck on that thing so many times. I thought they were going to call the fire department at one point. I mean, it was a major scene. They held up the line and everything.
We got a clog. Send someone down.
A clog. Oh, that's what you are. You're a clog. You're a human clog.
Well, it opens tomorrow.
Right. And also, another cool thing that just opened today is the giving machines downtown. So the giving machines are a really cool idea. I like the idea. You put in your money and you push a button and hopefully it goes to a charity. Or there's somebody in
hopefully.
There.
Hopefully.
I don't trust those.
I kind of.
I'm sorry.
I know, but I feel like if it's like, if it, I know.
I don't. I don't trust it.
You put your credit card in and let's say you want the money to go Salvation Army, then you push that. And then they said,
but I mean, this day and age, you need a vending machine?
You can
do it on your phone.
Yeah.
You don't need a vending machine.
I know, but I think it's like, so you take your kids so they can see, like, look at all the charities and let's give it to this.
It's like the physical act of giving.
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's a thought. First
of all, who's taking their kid downtown?
Well, it's super safe.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Who's taking their kid downtown? Why don't you put this thing out in Highlands Ranch or something?
My kid loves fentanyl. Come on.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Speaking of holiday, Green Day.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. The holidays are here. Hey, the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree is back. We're going to start this thing on Monday.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. That really is the meaning of Christmas.
It's a great event. We're going to start off on Monday giving you a chance to nominate some families. If they got kids, right. They need presents.
Yeah, and with everything being so expensive this year, I'm sure it's going to be tight for a lot of people.
Yeah, so if you know somebody that maybe lost a job, having a tough time, got some kids, they're kind of scratching their head, trying to figure out what they're going to do come Christmas morning. Well, maybe this is the answer. You can nominate them. Coming up on Monday, we'll have the Giving Tree up and running at BJ and Jamie on the Alice1059.com website.
Right. Yeah, so just like kind of know the family's names and how many kids they have and things like that are on the entry thing, right?
And once we get the nominations and choose the families that are going to be on the tree, these people that donate are absolute angels, man. They come forward every single year, and these people, they go out and buy for these children, so these children will have a wonderful Christmas.
And it's just great to see, too.
It is cool.
Yeah,
we do it at Dave and Buster's.
Yep.
That's the fun part, too, because they give us gift cards. We go play games.
Yeah. Last year, I played the world's biggest Hungry Hungry Hippos. I sat on a hippo and tried to get the balls.
How fun is that game, though?
Right?
I love it.
You sat on a hippo and tried to get the... No, we're talking about Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's, that party that we do. Hungry, hungry hippo. Yeah. It was a highlight of my night.
We're not talking about last Saturday night.
No, that was a different hippo.
That, for some reason, just doesn't fit with this piece, you know?
I know, right?
That just seems wrong, doesn't it? All right, the Giving Tree promotion starting on Monday. Alice1059.com. We'll have the families being nominated, and we'll keep you updated.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Shout out to my new friend, Stephanie.
Who's Stephanie?
Well, she has the store called The Normal Brand, and it's in North Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's like, oh my God, the tree lighting is like, we're right by there. Come by. And I'm like, okay.
Steph?
Me and Steph.
Yeah.
Me and Steph.
It's always good to know people.
Right?
Especially when lights.
Yeah. Well, especially when they own a clothing store.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
I mean, let's be honest what this friendship's really about. I mean, come on. Yeah. Do we have any swag I can give her?
Yeah. I want to be Stephanie's friend, too.
Do we have any Alice in Wonderland tickets?
When you get over there at Cherry Creek, see if you can find somebody that runs a tire store and needs some tires.
Same.
You know, like a big O of Cherry Creek.
Right, the big O of Cherry Creek, yes. Okay.
See what you can work out. Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take some Alice in Wonderland tickets. I know they're sold out, but if we could just find some.
We can squeeze some people in the back.
Right, yeah. Anybody else need anything else? Let me see what I can trade out. All right, anyway. So today I'm excited about this whole thing. All the different festivities that are starting today. Did you say Gaylord starts today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
okay. Again, Gaylord, though, the buy one, get one free tickets are, and this isn't a paid advertisement or anything, I'm just telling you, that we looked on the website, and today is the last day.
Yeah, I'm going to buy mine today for sure.
You know, normally they have like a big old media party.
Oh, they do?
I guess we were.
Yeah, we missed the boat on that.
I would like to know what the hell happened to my invite, pal.
For the Gaylord?
Yeah.
I bet it's tonight.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah, it's like a soft opening.
Or maybe it was a couple of nights ago. Maybe it was Tuesday, I think.
Oh, was it?
I don't know for sure. But normally they have the media party and go out there and get stuck on the ice for free.
But here's the thing. I think nobody knows how to get a hold of us.
Right?
They don't know how to send us an invitation, probably.
We do have that voicemail thing that's on our app.
Yeah.
If you ever need to reach us.
But we don't know how to use it.
Yeah, we
don't know
how to find days.
We don't know how to find the messages once again. Spadell, did you ever work that out?
I'm still trying to figure out the training on it because they added me into
No is the answer.
Yeah,
No. Just all I need from you is no.
No. All right, a couple of things. I just want to mention this because this is a crazy story. There's this guy, his name is Bob Love, and he was 81 years old. I guess he played for the Bulls, and he was really, really a famous basketball player.
What was his name?
Bob Love.
I don't remember Bob.
Well, I don't remember me either because he's 81. But I guess he was like I was just reading his story, so I want to share it with you because I love the story.
He was a real deal.
He was a really good basketball player, and his mom didn't have any money, and so she made him a basketball with a sock and a bunch of leaves, and he couldn't dribble it. And then she used a clothes hanger to make the basket. He couldn't dribble it, but he could just shoot it.
Did you hear this story down at Bud's or something? That sounds like a Bud's story.
No.
It does.
I read it on SportsCenter.
It sounds like a beer and a cheeseburger to me.
I read it on SportsCenter. Will you let me finish this beautiful story? So anyway, listen.
Sock and leaves.
Yes.
It's on Wikipedia. It says it on here, too.
What does it say?
Love grew up in the cotton fields of Louisiana, the son of a sharecropper. His first basket was made out of a wire hanger, and his first basketball was a pair of socks.
See?
Pair of socks.
Yep.
Where's the leaves?
Well, it didn't say it there, but they did the leaves. Yeah. Sports Center said they did. So anyway, so listen, but this is sad. So he had a speech impediment, right? Really, really bad one. And he went on to be like one of the best players for the NBA. Then one day he came home, right? And his wife had taken all the furniture, all the money out of all their accounts, all his NBA rings, had taken everything. It was just a house. It wasn't anything. And now he's just dead broke. And so she left a note saying, I don't want to be married to a stutterer or a cripple anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
She did.
So he went on to work at a Nordstrom's in their kitchen washing dishes. And this is so sad, right? He went on to wash dishes at the Nordstrom's because he didn't have any money. She took it all. And because her names were on the account, and they're like, sorry, that's how it works. She's allowed to take it all. And so he washed dishes. And then one day, one of the managers came in and said, listen, you know, you're better than this. And what do you think if I paid for you to have speech classes? And he agreed to take speech classes. And then guess what happened?
He became a DJ.
No.
On the radio.
He became a public speaker.
Oh, wow. I was close.
Yeah.
I was
so close. The Bulls hired him then to be their community affairs speaker, and he did 400 speeches a year. Is that the most beautiful story?
Shove it in her face.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's an amazing story.
But anyway, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was sad.
He died.
He died.
Never heard of the guy.
Yeah. Bob Love. Anyway, it was just really warm and fuzzy. I thought I'd share with you.
I like it.
I mean, the dead part isn't good, yeah. but the other part is good.
Yeah. The wife part's not good either.
No.
You know, leaving a note saying, I'm tired of the stuttering.
Yeah.
Did she take his basketball with the tea leaves?
Nobody said tea. You're just adding stuff.
I felt like you added a few, too.
I swear on SportsCenter and said it had bleep stuff in it.
I'm just saying. I feel like you've added some stuff. Oh, my God.
Will you find out there's some bleep stuff?
This wonderful story.
Will you look and see if they had leaves?
Tea leaves. Look for tea leaves. Coffee beans. Look for coffee beans, too.
Coffee beans.
Stuff.
Yeah, it says stuffed with leaves and grass.
Weeds and grass.
Yeah. The New York
leaves.
Times.
Leaves
and grass.
Yeah.
That's from the New York Times.
Times is not going to get that wrong.
Uh-huh. I apologize.
See?
Wish I'd known this story before he died.
That was kind of mean.
No, I just wish I knew the story.
Anyway, I think it's just a beautiful story. All right, moving on. Carrie Underwood has done something to her lips, and I don't like it.
What
love Carrie Underwood, but she has done a flip lip, and she stuffed them.
Are they ducky?
Yeah.
Are they very ducky?
Yeah. She performed last night, and man, she looks different.
Did it impede her speech?
I didn't feel like it did a great job for her.
Well,
I don't
know. She say, she's a beautiful lady.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Isn't she, though?
Her body is to die for. She looks
her
fantastic.
Cast,
why would she have to get lips and chocolate?
I like her
I mean,
lip
she's
flip.
Gorgeous.
I think it looks good. I'm looking at it right now. I like it.
Yeah, but you're on that OnlyFans page that's
but
called lips.
You're thinking about the lip flip for different reasons.
Yeah.
Because you're creepy.
I like it.
You're a creep, pal.
Anyway, you're looking at Lainey Wilson.
Am I?
Yeah,
oh
you were. No,
it's
but you
Lainey on the left and Carrie on the right?
That's on, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He's a handful.
You know, he's your friend.
That dude is a handful.
She's right here.
Friend. Anyway, she got a lip flip and it looks horrible. It is.
Yeah.
They are
a lot
big.
Of people are talking about it online,
too. Are
it's
they?
Not just you.
Okay,
a lot of people are saying.
Because I don't want to be the mean
girl,
but oof.
No, it's not just you. It's one of those things that's circulating this morning.
Yeah.
One of the highlights or lowlights of the big award show last night.
They're gigantic.
I'm seeing it, yeah.
But, I mean, again, she's beautiful. Her body is to die for. She's so talented. She's got it going on. I don't know why she did that, but somebody overstuffed them.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, anyway, and then the other bad thing, and I hate to do all the lowlights because I loved the CMAs last night. They were really good. But one of the other lowlights was, and you know, we love Post Malone, or as he's known from Carson, the Postie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do love him.
We do love
him.
He's so talented. But last night was not his night.
No kidding.
No. It was, I have a little bit of it if you want to hear it.
Here's my B when what? But her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, but to me, she's everything. And we'll both love her forever. But I loved her long before. And one day, I know I'll give her away. Buddy, that don't mean she's yours. She's still my little girl.
It wasn't his best.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, he's good.
He's great.
Yeah, but
I mean, it might not be top notch. He's still pretty good. He's talented.
I just
man.
Feel like he was getting emotional singing about because that song is obviously about his daughter.
Right.
So I'm just going to go with he was, maybe it was the first time he was performing it live and he knew what it meant and it just got to him.
That could be it. Or I felt like maybe his little earbuds were off and he couldn't hear himself.
I mean, I do feel like the CMAs last night had a lot of audio issues.
I do too, because sometimes I couldn't hear people, and sometimes people were screaming, which tells me they couldn't hear themselves in their own
heads.
And
they were trying to push it.
Yeah, just to hear themselves.
Like Luke Combs, for sure, he was having that problem.
Because they were just screaming it. And you know how, like, if you can't hear yourself in your headphones, you know how you push it?
It makes you louder.
Yeah, you push it too much. So that's my only thought. Other than that, though, it was really, really good. Jelly Roll. I don't know. I felt like he was singing liar to Bunny. Like he was pointing at her like, you're a liar, Bunny. You Bunny boo. Even yeah, though now, I love Bunny, but.
I didn't see the show last night, yeah. But you explained that earlier this yeah. morning. Then hearing the audio, you're dead on,
all
man.
Right? And he was
she
like,
wrote this all about Bunny, man. He liar
did,
Bunny.
He did. So here it is, number two.
You wind up in the
song. He should be playing it in rotation. I'm telling you.
It's a good song.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Man, he's on fire.
He is, isn't he?
Jeepers.
Yeah. Although I did notice, and I get worried about rock stars, and I mean, he's a country star, but I get worried about him when I start seeing them wearing all that ice, and I'm like, oh boy, don't spend all your money. You don't know how long this is going to last. Because he has, I mean, he just has...
He's got a lot of chains.
He's got a lot of chains. They're all diamonds. His watch is all diamonds. Look, I know he's making a lot of money, but his rings are all diamonds, and all I can think about is the NBA players. You know how they start buying that stuff because they can't get a thrill in life, so they have to buy, like, you know, $1 million piece. And so I'm like, save your money. Put it in a high-quality mutual fund right now. My God. Buy some Bitcoin. Like, do you know how much Bitcoin you can buy?
Yeah.
Right? With that necklace?
I would totally buy, yeah. At least five.
I mean, anyway. All right. So, yeah, it was really good. It was last night. Hey, how about Bo Nix becoming the AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
Woo! No kidding.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He was named yesterday. I know. He's also on fire.
Now, wait a minute. Is that Offensive Player of the Week or Rookie Offense?
It's just the AFC offensive player.
Yeah, that's even bigger if it is.
Yeah, it's huge.
So,
because he's won the rookie thing a couple of times, right? Yeah.
But this is overall.
If he won the overall, that's huge.
Yep.
Hey, I saw something a few minutes ago, and they were listening. There was this guy that was from ESPN, because it kind of fits here, okay, with the Broncos. But he listed the Super Bowl this year, and he said these five teams and one dark horse. He named off the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, blah, 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 blah. Dark horse, Denver Broncos.
Whoa.
Super Bowl.
That's that thing at DIA.
Called Vision Board.
Dark Horse.
Oh, Dark Horse.
Lucifer.
Blue Horse.
Yeah. We should call it the Dark Horse.
That thing's cursed.
I know. That's why it's dark. Yeah.
Killed its owner.
It did. Yeah, the creator. Yeah.
No, this isn't cursed. This is Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not a real horse. Nobody owned it.
Hey.
They're also saying Bo Nix might win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
that would be crazy.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year.
Whoa. You know what I wish?
What?
Well, I wish, and this isn't nice.
What?
But now they have this, like, it's available. It's a laser, and it'll resurface your skin from acne scars.
Yeah.
I wish you'd go there.
Who?
Bo.
Yeah. I've never even really noticed. Does he have acne scars?
He does, and they have resurfacing now where you can get it all smoothed out. It really shows up when he takes his helmet off.
Yeah.
It seems because his face gets all blotchy.
I've never noticed. I've never really paid attention. But I'm not a skin guy anyway, you know, like.
Oh,
some
I know.
People. You're a skin guy. No, I mean, a skin girl.
No, I just, we could also do a couple things.
Of me?
Yeah.
Bo, let me know how it turns out. I don't want to be the first. Okay.
I'm just, lasers are amazing.
They are amazing.
Yeah, we could just do some stuff.
No, I'm good.
Do you think they could fix this thing up near my eye, like that spot that has all the dry patches with the laser?
Sure they can.
Why not? Let's all go get some.
Sure.
I need some skin resurfacing.
You do?
Yeah.
I do right here because I had chin acne.
Yeah.
So I could use
Let's all go.
Okay.
Woo! Let's take the family bus. Where's that Bucky's bus? Let's break that sucker out and go get laser.
Well, I'll get some skin resurfacing.
Oh, laser limo.
Oh, my God. The laser limo. I love it. All right, I'm done. There you go. Definitely trash.
Off and running. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Join us there. All right. Let's see here.
What? Nothing?
Nothing.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
What's wrong? You seem sad.
Yeah, I got a text.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited to announce in 2025, my wife, I, Frog, we're going on a Disney cruise.
Yes.
They got that new ship, you know, that mega. That big ship.
The mega ship.
Yeah, the mega.
That mega Disney ship.
Have you read about it? Have you seen it?
I have not. No,
we're booked. It's,
I'm looking at it. It says they debuted its $1 billion mega ship.
Huh?
It has 1,200 guests. You know how many kids that is?
Oh,
1,200 guest rooms.
God, 1,200
guest rooms. Oh. So 1,200 times. Let's say everybody has two kids.
Stop laughing,
Jamie. You're going to have 2,400 kids on that ship.
I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
That's just kids. 2,400 children running around. And some people have more than that. So let's just go ahead and round up. 3,000 kids on that ship.
She writes, babe, we're booked.
Oh, yay!
Oh, yeah. Pack your bags.
Yeah.
The Disney Mega. I've not even heard of this boat.
It's called the Disney Treasure.
It is?
It's a treasure, all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a $1 billion.
They don't even have dancing girls and gambling on Disney ships.
Oh, they don't have gambling?
No.
Really?
No, they don't allow it on the Disney ships.
That sucks.
No.
Don't they have like a kids, like, you know how you drop your kid off? And when you're in the Bahamas.
Like a daycare.
Well, no. Yeah, like if, because Atlantis, they have a kids camp, right? So you just drop your kid off and go to the slots.
No, Jamie, they don't have slots in gaming. All they've got's Goofy Gaming. And it's an arcade they have set up. It's called Goofy Gaming. And it's an arcade you go into. There's no gambling.
Oh my
There's
God.
No goofy gambling going on.
3,000 tiny children just screaming, crying, puking. Just hating everything.
We're booked for spring break.
Oh,
and here's another thing with this thing. If I'm not mistaken, it goes out of New York City. New York.
Wait, are we taking off spring break?
I don't know what we're doing.
I never got to take off spring break, and my kid was always out of school, and I was always pissed about it.
Good. You could go.
No, I'm not
kidding.
You
can take my place on the boat.
I was never allowed to take spring break off, ever. My son was always out.
And maybe I'm not going. Maybe they're going on their own. I don't know what's going on.
This isn't fair. I never got to take one spring break. He was always out going, we can't go anywhere. I go, no, we take our big vacations. I would take them at Christmas and we take them in the summer during 4th of July. So that's our big vacations. I was never allowed to take spring break with my own son.
That's what I'm going to use, that excuse.
Wow.
So I don't have to get on that Disney boat. I've done 2 Disney cruises, okay? Whew. Man, their work. Look, if you're a kid, you love it. And if you're a parent that loves to be around the kids who are loving it, you love it. But if you're BJ, you don't love it as much. I want some gambling. I want some stuff going on, you know, on the boat. Somewhere you can sneak off to late at night. You don't have that with Goofy Gaming.
No. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, they're launching this boat out of New York. Now, look, if you're going to do a cruise, going out of Miami's pretty exotic, okay? Because you're either going to go to Nassau, the Bahamas, you're going to hit a few islands or whatever, or maybe even out of Tampa or New Orleans, you at least get to go Cancun or whatever. Where the hell are you going out of New York?
That's a great question.
I don't know where it goes.
Iceland?
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to tour? Staten Island? That just seems bizarre.
They have I'm reading about it, a Scat Cat Lounge.
Scat Cat.
That's where you're going to find me, the Scat Cat.
The Scat Cat. It's like a jungle area. That'll be fun. You can pretend like you're in the jungle.
Oh, pretend to get lost.
Yeah, wow.
The Disney cruise.
Well, have fun.
Man, oh man,
I'm
oh man.
I'm kind of ticked off about it, though. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Every year my son bitched at me, like, I can't believe you won't take off, Mom, and take me somewhere. And I'm like, I'm not allowed to.
Well, we're silently quitting, you know that, right? it's a new age.
Wait,
it's a new era.
Who's silently quitting?
I'm doing quiet quitting.
Yeah, quiet.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, you are?
Yeah, just quiet quitting.
Well, you
know?
Might have wanted to join tell me forces. Before I signed it and I could go across the street.
Oh, man. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I have breaking news.
All right, breaking news. Here we go.
Breaking news.
Here we go.
Jussie Smollett's conviction in an alleged hate crime hoax Remember that whole situation where he pretended like somebody was racist against him and he pulled a whole hoax on all of us?
Yep.
We felt sorry for him and then we learned it was set up.
He went out to get a Subway sandwich at 3 a.m.
Exactly.
And it was like 15 below zero.
Yep. And he was convicted in December of 2021 of 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. And he was sentenced to, let's see here, sentenced the following year to 150 days at the county jail, a bunch of other stuff. Well, I guess the Illinois Supreme Court just overturned it.
Why, he didn't mean to? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Him and those brothers?
Yeah, I guess.
Weren't there a couple of brothers that were involved
in this?
There
were two, like WWE.
Nigerian.
Yeah, like some, they were like fighters, right?
I don't know what they did.
They used to wrestle or something.
I remember there were brothers out of Nigeria or somewhere.
And they're the ones that were paid to attack him.
They jumped him. They jumped him at 3 a.m. getting the Subway.
So, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and he blamed it on white supremacists.
Yep, he sure did.
Yeah.
So it's been overturned.
It's been overturned by the Illinois. Mm-hmm. Maybe they found something.
Yeah.
Maybe he was set up.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen the Dave Chappelle bit? When it comes to Jussie?
No, I have not.
You've got to watch it, man. But no, see if you can put that up on our Facebook page.
Well, but be careful.
Jussie.
I'd watch it first.
From Chappelle?
Yeah.
It's really funny. I've seen it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is really funny.
Yeah, and it's not that dirty at all. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
It's not.
He uses some bad words, but it's not like dirty.
No, it's not dirty.
Oh, but I bet
it's
he uses that one word that we don't want to put up there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd have to double check.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it for like.
Well, how about everybody go see it on their own own computer?
Well, you can see it, but it's absolutely it's fabulous.
Yeah,
it's awesome. The best bit you'll ever hear. It's awesome, man. All right, we gotta go. Everybody have a great day today. Don't forget more Post Malone tickets. It's that big tour, man, that's coming to the stadium, and tickets up for grabs later this afternoon with Slacker and the Slacker Show.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. Indeed.
All right, we gotta go. We will be back here tomorrow's Friday. Woo! Man, that's cool. We're a week from Thanksgiving. Wow. Man, the holiday is here.
It is, right?
Have fun at the Christmas Village.
I will.
Whatever
it
is you're going to.
I'm excited to go. I'm going to the, it's the marketplace at Cherry Creek.
That'll be fun.
North Cherry Creek. Fillmore.
Yeah. I'll be looking for you at the tree lighting.
Yeah, remember, I'm going to jump into the CBS live shot.
All right.
Yeah, when they light the tree.
Cool.
I'm going to DVR just in case I catch a glimpse.
Maybe wear a shirt with like some lights at
Blink, right?
Yeah,
just
right
two?
There.
Oh,
yeah, a couple of lights at Blink
on your
shirt.
I'll see if I can put that together.
Strategically placed,
like
if you know what I mean.
Yep,
okay,
I like it. Mm-hmm.
That way we'll spot you.
God. Just go.
Hey, is that Rudolph? No, that's Jamie.
Here we go.
That's Jamie.
Here we go.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.